This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought it was the perfect crime until the body was found. You're listening to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Let's talk about another allegation that has come in against Diddy Land, I will say, because this one is not specifically about Diddy. It involves another singer. This would now mark our third legal case, second if we're talking about celebrities, three if you count Diddy. We have accusations against Kanye West at Diddy's property of sexual misconduct, and we have allegations now against Chris Brown. This one did not surprise me at all, considering his storied history with women and abuse and allegations and admissions and all of that. But yeah, we have another one that has come to light here, basically similar to Kanye West. Of he was at a Diddy party, and this is where he chose to do what he did, violating another woman at basically a Diddy party. It seems like this was kind of the safe place to do horrible things.
Yeah, definitely a certain crowd of people who were all very comfortable with, you know, victimizing other people, particularly women, kids, or people with less power than them.
You know, there's the old saying, you know, birds of a feather flock together. We're starting to see them. I mean, we're starting to see this flock emerge, and the names, I mean, if you were to, I mean, this is just my personal conjecture, and again, all these people are innocent until proven guilty, but if you were to, like, take a list of celebrities and who are in the music industry who've hung out with Diddy, and you go, I wonder who might be prone to abusing women. Not really surprised by Chris Brown. Mm-hmm. I can't honestly say I'm super surprised by Kanye. That's just my own opinion, based on nothing than my own opinion of him not seeming to be very well mentally. I mean, we're starting to see some of these come together. Do you think we're going to see, you know, other folks that are, they're going to be surprised by any of the names, I guess, when they do come out of the people that have been, who are participating in this sort of stuff? Or is it going to be kind of, I'm not surprised?
It's kind of horrifying when you look at the people who have been associated with him or his various types of parties over the years. I would not be surprised if more names come out, but who those people are, we may be surprised about.
Yeah, that'll be fascinating. We've also learned this last week about there was some requirements here to get into the Diddy party if you wanted to be a quote model, which I want to separate the two here, because there were people trafficked in to this as sex workers, knowing they were there as sex workers. There was also people that were brought in under the guise of you're a model, you're an angel tonight, you're going around. In reality, they were expected to have sex with the guests. That's pretty much what we're learning. And there was a weigh-in as well. You had to be of a certain weight and a certain look to get into these parties. So there was plenty of people who were actually turned away. I'm sure probably upset that they didn't get into the Diddy party. I'm guessing all these years now, they might be looking back on that going, I'm glad I had that extra cheeseburger last week because that put me over the limit.
Definitely. Yeah, it's horrifying when you look at the big picture. And I'm sure people now are looking back with hindsight. And, you know, anybody who avoided trouble should be grateful.
And that's the thing. There's plenty of people who went into this knowing it was trouble, knowing that this stuff is wrong. But there, I think there was a lot of people who either went into it knowing it was wrong, but there was a level, I think, of acceptance of a certain point of, yeah, this is how this works. We have power. We have this money. The industry has always worked this way because it has. It's only in the last like 10, 15 years that we've been, maybe we should stop aiding and abetting rapists in the music industry. Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, we had a lot of bad people. Maybe we should do this. That being said, there was a lot of people that went to this stuff wanting to participate in it. With Diddy's and this downfall like this, I'm just asking your conjecture, do you think these things are still going on? Do they just get moved to another location? Or is the industry, is this kind of celebrity music world, social circle, are they scared? Are they stopping? Is this changing behavior, I guess, is my question. What do you think?
My guess is it is changing behavior. And the more that comes out, the more we see legal consequences, financial consequences. I think it will shut a lot of it down. I mean, we've always had the people who have more power, whether it's in the film industry or the music industry, exploiting people with less power. So I think there'll always be that tendency, but certainly doing it in a more cautious way and perhaps in a smaller way.
Not on such a mass scale. And I think that's how most of us thought, you know, because there's bad things happening with people. I think everybody it's probably private. You know, it's not going to, like, this throw caution to the wind. Let's have these orgy parties with literally people who aren't even of age. I mean, just the amount of confidence, I guess, one had to get away with things is kind of shocking on the part of Diddy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. And if I think we start seeing people doing jail time, that is something we can celebrate for it.
Yeah, hopefully that we start seeing that. It'll be a while before we actually get to a Diddy trial with more superseding indictments on the way. But more people continue to be named. And if true, hopefully continue to go down. It's been fascinating with Chris Brown. I want to talk about that for a minute and the psychological angle of him. In general, this is a man who beat Rihanna. We saw the pictures. We've heard the stories. He's even come out and made his own admissions in his own documentary about, I was wrong. I was in a bad place and I want to change. Give me a second chance, blah, 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 blah. We've continued to hear allegations about Chris Brown over the years after Rihanna. We haven't had any, he has served his time for things, but people still continue to listen to his music. People still continue to celebrate him. A lot of the big publicity of the abuse took place 15-ish years ago, give or take a little bit. A lot of the young people who listen to Chris Brown today, I mean, Chris Brown is like an older artist. He's not a new guy anymore. And they like him. They think he's great. They think, is that because of the generational gap? Is that because it didn't happen in their lifetime, or it didn't happen when they were paying attention, or they were old enough to pay attention, that there just seems to be this whole other audience for Chris Brown that doesn't know his history, that are buying his tickets and listening to his music. Even though the facts are out there, they still continue to celebrate him because it wasn't in their memory bank.
Yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday, but I'm much older, and I'm sure people who were just kids at that point didn't hit their radar, not paying attention to it. And it's really easy when celebrities do something. I think sometimes they're given more grace because they are so talented, or people enjoy their music or their films or whatever. It's probably more of a tendency to be kind of pushed away.
Yeah, I mean, it's so bizarre to me that people are still listening to Chris Brown, honestly. I thought that was going to end a long, long time ago. But I heard from a mom the other day that, you know, she listened to Chris Brown when she was a teenager, and now her kids still like listening to Chris Brown, and the kids want to go to a concert. And she's kind of like, huh? What? Why? Like, do you know what he did to Rihanna? And they're like, huh? And it's just brushed away. Oh, I didn't know that. Let me go back and download some more on Spotify. It's a weird disconnect where if you weren't alive at the time, or you weren't involved or cognizant of it, it's like it didn't happen.
Yeah. And I think that's a wonderful opportunity for parents to step in and have a talk about values and have a talk about behavior and who are these people that we're throwing money at and making them fabulously wealthy. And it's, you know, raising my kids, there was always an opportunity to talk things through. Whenever anything happened, you can talk about it. So I think that's really where parents need to go, is having those kind of conversations about who are the people that we really want to have in our lives and our minds and be making wealthy.
And it's probably a conversation as a parent, you don't necessarily really, want to have all the time, especially these hard ones, especially when you have kids who are at the age of pushing back at everything. I know mine is doing that, where it's like, everything I say is wrong. So sometimes it's like, and she's not a Chris Brown fan, but I can only imagine if she was, I'd be like, we got to examine this a little bit more. Oh, dad. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, seriously, like, take a look. Yeah. I think I could eventually get through to her, but it's sometimes like, pick your battles. This would be what I would pick. I'd be like, we got to, luckily I've exposed her to many years of watching To Catch a Predator. It's like, hey, I think she's learned a bit, and it'll make her that much stronger. Kind of like ruin society a little bit, but hey, it is what it is.
I think that's why my kids never really use drugs. It's like, oh yeah, mom saw a brain damaged guy die today and, had to hospitalize another person with sepsis in his arms. And it's like, just talk about your work day and your kids absorb some of it. It's like, we don't want to do that stuff. You don't even have to direct it at them. It's like, let me just tell you my reality.
Exactly. Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.